Praise the Lord, church. I'm so thankful to be here tonight. What a magnificent presence we feel in this place tonight. I'm honored to be up here tonight. I was supposed to preach last Sunday. She took Millie and went to her parents' house. She seemed a little weird, because like I said, so bear. It says, brethren, men, and here the mark literally saying, I'm pressing, says, it's the high calling. God's plan, God, tonight's question is, what will you bring to the new year? Not what will the new year bring to us, but what will you bring to the new year? Would you lay your Bibles down tonight and let's give a hand clap of praise unto the Lord and let's thank him for this presence and his spirit that we already feel in this place. Lord, we magnify you tonight, God. God, we love you. We thank you for already being in our 2024. God, we love you today. We give you all glory, all honor, Lord. I pray right now that you open the hearts and the minds of your people tonight, Lord, that they may hear the word that you want them to hear tonight, God. Lord, anoint these lips, Lord, and let your words come out from me that you want your people here tonight to hear tonight, Lord. God, we love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated and the musicians may go down. What will you bring to the new year? There's a truth that needs to be abundantly clear to Breaking Bread tonight. Much of what the new year brings to us will depend largely upon what each one of us brings personally into the new year. God's part in this process is predetermined. He will be there for us in this year ahead. God has already been to your February, to your March, to your April. He's already been to your summer. He's already been to your autumn, and he already knows what he's gonna do. God is already there. He's already made provision for you. Somebody needs to get a little excited in this place tonight because he's already there. He's already done it for you. God's not looking for an answer. God has already provided the answer to the situations that you and I will face in 2024. It's a given. He will be there for us in 2024. But our part is up to us. Will we be there for him in 2024? I went to an apostolic church for the first time in my life when I was 26 years old. I didn't start from a young age as some people did. I was 26 years old. That was 5 years ago, back in 2018. And from that time that Amber brought me to Breaking Bread Apostolic Church in that first building that we had, I've never stopped attending. I was baptized in Jesus' name and received the gift of the Holy Ghost when I was 27 years old. In that time, I've seen miracles happen that I never thought would be possible. And the past few weeks, I've been doing some calculations. And I've been thinking about the past 5 years. And just based off attending church on Sunday and Tuesday for the past 5 years, now obviously there's been some days that I haven't been there, but there's also been times we had church 5 days a week, and there's been HYC and camps. But based off just attending church on Sunday and Tuesday, starting from the fall of 2018 up until this very day, I have attended a church service as part of Breaking Bread over 550 times. There's people in this place who have more than quadrupled that. They've been to a lot of church. They've heard a lot of messages, and that's an amazing legacy. But in just 5 years, I have been to a service at just this church over 550 times. I have heard over 550 sermons and Bible studies. I've worshiped God in this church setting over 550 times. I prayed corporately with the body of Christ over 550 times in the last 5 years. Let me tell you something, church. If you're going to give your life up for anything, there's nothing like giving up your life for the kingdom of God. Do you want to stand up and say that I've been at the bar 550 times? Do you want to stand up and say that I've been to the club 550 times? Do you want to say that I've been on vacation 550 times? I'd rather say that I've been to the house of God 550 times. I've heard the word of the Lord at least 550 times, and I thank God for the wonderful legacy of this church, because I would not be here without this church. I would not be here without the people in it. But as I was calculating this, something occurred to me. When something is repeated over and over, when you do the same things again and again and again, there could be a danger in those things becoming stale and commonplace and ordinary to you. Now, there's some of you sitting here tonight that have only recently just begun walking with the Lord and just started attending, and to you everything is new and everything is fresh, and you're traveling in unknown territory, and it's amazing. It's a wonderful thing. But let me tell you something. Those of us that have been walking in this way for a long time, we've seen some things. We've been through some things. We've been through some things we didn't think we were going to get through. But the challenge is, to those of us that have been in this way for a while, I've got to keep a sense of wonder. I got to keep that sense of newness. I got to keep that sense of glory. I got to keep that sense of freshness and newness and vitality in my relationship with God. If I've been to the house of the Lord 7 minutes or 70,000 times, I've got to keep it fresh, I've got to keep it new, and I've got to keep it alive. Amen. If we're not careful, we can let ourselves reach a place where the things of God become ordinary and commonplace. But I made a determination these past few weeks. I refuse to take a stale experience into a fresh year. I refuse to take a stale consecration into a fresh year. I refuse to take a stale relationship with God into the new year. We got to make some choices, and today is the day to make those choices. It's a new year. Today is a good day to make some new choices, to make some new decisions. We're moving into a fresh year. We're moving into a clean year. We're moving into a new beginning, a new start, a clean slate, and we've got to decide tonight, what are we taking with us? And what are we leaving behind? What are we taking with us into this new year? And what are we leaving behind? There's some things that we just need to leave in 2023. There's some things that I'm just going to leave back there. Some things I'm not going to allow to go with me into this new year. Some things that I'm not going to allow to taint or to hinder or to destroy or cloud this new and fresh year. The Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Church, there's some things in our past that need to stay in the past. We need to leave some old habits behind. We need to leave some bad behaviors behind. We need to leave some attitudes that are ungodly behind. And let me tell you, I'm going to get real with you for a minute. We need to leave some relationships behind. Come on, somebody didn't hear me. I'll say it again. There's some relationships that are hindering your walk with God. They're hindering your faith. They're pulling you down, and they're hindering the things that God wants to do in your life. There's things that we need to leave in the past. They are there. They need to stay there. Some relationships are ungodly. Some relationships are ungodly, church. And we have to leave those. We need to leave those behind. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. You can't live on both sides of the fence. You can't live in two worlds. You're either on this side of the line or you are on this side of the line. You can't live in two worlds. And we got to decide tonight as a church to draw a line in the sand and say, I don't know what others are going to do in 2024, but as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. We are going to honor the Lord. We are going to trust the Lord. We are going to obey the Lord. We are going to live for the Lord. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that wants to live for the Lord more abundantly in 2024? Let's give him some praise if that's you tonight. If you want to live more abundantly for the Lord, let's give him some praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to leave some grudges and some bitterness behind us. Everybody say forgiveness. Forgiveness. Let me tell you something. Forgiveness is one of the most important things in your walk with God. I'm going to tell you, you can't stay married without forgiveness. You can't stay married unless you learn how to forgive. Some of you husbands and wives are afraid to say anything about it right now, but you know as well as I'm up here talking right now that if you're going to have a relationship with somebody, you need to learn how to forgive. Nothing can be as important in your relationship with God as learning how to forgive. Because the Word of God tells us that God forgives us according to the measure with which we forgive other people. I don't know about you. Now, maybe you're just perfect. Maybe you get up in the morning and that halo is just so tight on your head. Sometimes I just want to tell people that I need to put sunglasses on because their halo is so bright. But that, I know me. And I know that I need God's forgiveness. I don't just need to have it every now and then. I need God's forgiveness every single day. I need his forgiveness in my life. And if I want God to forgive me, I've got to forgive those that trespass against me. I got to leave my offenses behind. I got to leave my grudges behind. I got to leave my bitterness behind. I'm not going to stay here long, but let me tell you something. Unforgiveness is a prison, and you are the prisoner. Not the person that hurt you. Not the person that did you wrong. Not the person that lied against you. Not the person that hurt your feelings. If you don't forgive, you are the prisoner. When you forgive, you release yourself to be free in Jesus' name. We got a choice tonight, church. We can carry that nasty stuff with us into the new year, or we could say, Jesus, leave it back there. I'm not bringing that with me. Leave it back there. The Apostle Paul was saying, there's some things I just have to let go. There's some things that I have to forget. If Satan can keep you crying over things that happened in 2023, if he can keep you focused on the things in your past, then he could stop you from going forward to your victory in 2024. And he wants to drag all that stuff from your past so he can weigh you down with failure and bitterness and pain. So you made a mistake. Repent. Get up. Let it go and let God be God. So something didn't work out the way you wanted it to. Put it in God's hands. Let it go and let God be God. He knows what's best. He knows what you need, and he knows how to take care of you. My past is my past. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to drag that stuff into my new year. You need to leave your sins behind you. You need to leave your doubts behind you. You need to leave your fears back in 2023. You need to leave your failures, leave your hurts, and leave your disappointments. Don't let the demons of your past have control over your future. You are not a victim. You are a victor tonight. You are not a victim. You are a victor. Romans 8:37 says, in all these things, in my troubles, in my trials, in my disappointments, in my hurts, in my failures, in my sin, in all these things, somebody say it with me, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Somebody ought to give him some praise right now in this place. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, Jesus. God has won the victory for you. God's won the victory for you. You don't have to fight the battle by yourself. The victory is the Lord's. Your victory is not ahead of you. Your victory is behind you. It's at Calvary. He's fought for you and won your victory already. Church, 2024 is a brand new year. And it's a year that we've never experienced before. A year that holds new opportunities, new experiences, a year that holds new blessings and new miracles for us. I believe with all my heart that there is a work that God wants to do in 2024, and there is a new anointing, an anointing of dominion, and an anointing of authority, of apostolic dominion, of apostolic authority that God is wanting to usher into BBA this year. He's wanting to usher that into this church. And let me just tell you, I've always had faith in God. There's been those times, like everybody else, where you're kind of wondering where he is, but I've always had faith in God. I really have. I've always had faith in God, but I'm not taking my old faith into the new year. I'm going to take a new and improved faith into the new year. a greater faith, a more excellent faith into the new year. I believe that if Jesus said it, now you think you know what I might say, Pastor, you probably taught them pretty well. But I believe that if Jesus said it, it's done. Not he's going to do it. If Jesus said it, I'm going to believe that it is done. I'm going to start considering it in the past tense. It's already taken place. He's already solved my problem. He's already answered my prayer. He's already given me my miracle. He's already fulfilled that which he has promised to fulfill in my life. And I am going to act like it. And I'm going to praise him like it. And I'm going to dance like it. And I'm going to shout like it. And I'm going to live like it. Because if he promised it, it is already fulfilled. It is done. It is not going to happen. It is done. Hallelujah. Church, I want a greater faith in 2024. I want a more powerful faith in 2024. I want a stronger faith in 2024. I give thanks for everything that God has done in the past. But I believe that the past is just a prologue. It's just the beginning of what God wants to do. We still sing that old song sometimes during offering, "Look what the Lord has done." And that's a great old song. The Lord has done great things. He's doing great things. But maybe we need to write a new song. Look what the Lord has done, but also look what the Lord is going to do. What God is about to do. Look what God is about to perform. Look at the miracles God is about to do. Look at what God is going to do. Now, I'm not a New Year's resolution kind of guy. Maybe this sickness helped me lose some weight at the beginning of the year, but I'm definitely not a New Year's resolution kind of guy. It ends at the beginning of January anyway. But in 2024, I'm not going to have a resolution. I'm going to have a theme for my year. It's going to be for me personally. And it's, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. That may be bad grammar, but it's good faith. Yes, God has done good things in my life, but you ain't seen nothing yet. It's been good, but you ain't seen nothing yet. God has blessed me, but you ain't seen nothing yet. He's been faithful, but you ain't seen nothing yet. In my life, you ain't seen nothing yet. In my family, you ain't seen nothing yet. In my problems, in my situations, in anything that I go through, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm bringing a new faith with me into 2024. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said he pressed for the mark. He pushed for the goalpost. The scriptures teach us that there is no weapon possessed by the church more powerful than the weapon of prayer. For the words of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. And what are they capable of? I was hoping I would get through this without a coughing fit. What are they capable of? Capable of the pulling down. That means destroying, destruction, annihilating, to the pulling down of strongholds. This church has been given the most powerful weapon in the universe, and that is the weapon of prayer. And I believe that this church is a prayer-praying church. We are a strong praying church, but I believe that this church needs to make a new commitment to prayer in 2024. And we need to make a stronger commitment to prayer in this new year than we ever have before. And why do I say that? Why do we need to make a stronger commitment to prayer? I'm saying that because the Word of God makes it abundantly clear in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will they turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. We must march into this new year bringing prayer with us as never before. I may leave a lot of things behind, but I'm taking a new faith and a strong prayer into this new year. My prayer can move mountains. If Elijah's prayer could save the people of Israel, then BBA's prayer could save the people of Whiteland. If Abraham's prayer could save his generation, then our prayer can save our generation. I believe that with all my heart that BBA is up to the challenge of 2024. I believe that God has called and ordained us for this generation, for this time, and for this purpose. If we're not capable of reaching the city in this hour, then who is God going to turn to? If we're not capable of that, God has placed us in this city, in this hour, to reach this generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now you might say, Brother Chris, I don't know if we're capable. Brother Chris, we don't have the money. We don't have the visibility. We don't have this. We don't have that. And we don't have the other. But let me tell you something. I'll come back at you with this. We have exactly what we need. If we have the power of the Holy Ghost, that is all that we need. I believe that this is going to be an impactful year of prayer for BBA. We're going to make 2024 a year of prayer. In 2024, we're going to pray for all of our needs. We're going to pray for length of life as Hezekiah did. We're going to pray for help as Daniel did. We're going to pray for sight as Bartimaeus did. We're going to pray for mercy as David did. We're going to pray for rain as Elijah did. We're going to pray for children as Hannah did. And we're going to pray for grace as Paul did. And we're going to pray everywhere. We're going to pray in the deep like Jonah. We're going to pray on the housetop like Peter. We're going to pray in the mountains like Jesus. We're going to pray in the wilderness like Hagar. We're going to pray in the streets like Jairus. We're going to pray in the caves like David did. And we're going to pray like the thief on the cross. And we're going to pray many prayers. We're going to pray many different prayers. We're going to pray short prayers like Peter did. We're going to pray long prayers like Moses did. We're going to pray silent prayers like Hannah did. We're going to pray prayers in our deepest thoughts like Nehemiah did. We are going to pray, church. We are going to pray in many different ways. We're going to pray with tears as Mary Magdalene did. We are going to pray with singing and rejoicing and worship as David did. Breaking Bread Apostolic Church, in 2024, we are gonna pray, and we are gonna pray at all times. We are gonna pray at all times, church. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. For the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man and a righteous woman availeth much. Church, God is going to hear and he's going to answer your prayers this year. But you got to be faithful to him. I don't have time to list everything that we're bringing into the new year. I can go on forever with that. And we don't have that much time. So let me just say this. I'll take that. Sorry. Pardon me one second. All right, we're back. But let me sum this up for you. We're bringing a new love for truth into 2024. God's truth does not change. The gospel is still the gospel. You still got to repent of your sins. You still got to be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And this might be a newsflash for some people, but this is a better newsflash than the newsflashes we see on social media. Holiness is still right. Holiness is still right. We don't think like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't look like the world. We don't dress like the world. We don't behave like the world. We are not of this world. We are of another kingdom. We are of a holy kingdom. We serve a holy God. And he said, be ye holy as I am holy. Come out from among them and be ye separate. We are bringing a new love for the church into 2024. Hallelujah. And the church is not man-made, by the way. We need to understand that. The church is not man-made. Jesus said, upon this rock, not me, him, I will build my church. We got to be careful about how we speak about God's church. Come on, somebody. Somebody felt that. Be careful how you criticize God's bride. Let me tell you something, and she just left, but I think my wife is perfect. I'm not just saying that because, you know, she's not in the room, so she's not hearing it anyway. But I believe my wife is perfect. I know nobody's perfect but God, but I believe my wife is perfect. And when I forget, she reminds me. I'm just kidding. You know she's not that way. But I believe my wife is perfect. However, there is something that I wish she'd do differently. And it's so horrible. Let me tell you. There are times when I'll be walking around the house and I'll come home from work and I'll have to step over her shoes in the middle of the floor. Amen. And she's got a lot of shoes and they're just everywhere. A man can only take so much. I got to live with this, okay? I got to live this like this way. Sounds like some people can relate. But you see, I could talk to my wife about her shoe etiquette. We trust each other. We could talk about little things that bother us. But don't you dare come to me with a complaint about my wife. You hear me right now? You could talk about me all you want, but don't you talk about her. That's my wife. I chose her. I love her. The church is God's church. He chose her. He loves her. She's not perfect, but he gave his life for her. You can't talk about his bride. Don't talk about his church. Don't talk about his beloved. She may not be perfect, but she's still the bride. She may not have it all together, but she's still the bride. I'm bringing a new love for the church into 2024, and I'm thankful for the church. I am thankful for the church. You think it's hard to live for God? Try living for God without a church. Try living for God without believers to support you. Try living for God without people to pray for you, to encourage you, to strengthen you. Can it be done? Yeah, but it's exponentially more difficult when you have to do it by yourself. I thank God for the church. As imperfect as she is, I want to be here. I'd rather be on the inside of the ark with the stink than on the outside with the storm. It's God's church, and I am thankful for it tonight. Stand with me all over this house as the musicians come. Finally, church, we're bringing a new faithfulness to God into 2024. Faithfulness to God. It is required of a steward that a man be found faithful in our responsibility to God. This can be summed up in two words: obedience and faithfulness. Obedience and faithfulness. God didn't ask us to be successful. He asked us to be faithful. Faithful in our attendance to the house of God. Faithful in our finances. Faithfulness in our ministries. If I commit myself to a ministry, I need to be faithful to it. I'm saying that God expects us to be faithful. If we're faithful in small things, he will allow us to be faithful in big things. So I ask you this question. What are you going to leave behind in 2023? And what are you going to bring with you into 2024? To the ancient Hebrews, the new year began at the time of the harvest. And they call it Rosh Hashanah. That's the Hebrew New Year. For the ancient Hebrews, it was the beginning of the harvest. And the command of the Lord was that as the new year began, the people were to bring him the first fruits of all their increase and their possessions to him. It had to be the first. It had to be the best. It had to be spotless, and it had to be unblemished. This is what God expected his people to bring him in the Old Testament. As this new year begins for Breaking Bread Apostolic Church, we should bring him nothing less than what was required of the ancient people of God. Our best and our first. How am I to love him? First. I am to love him first. I am to love him most. With all my soul, with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all of my strength. I feel like the Lord has been speaking to someone in this place tonight. I feel like he's convicting some people. He's working through some things for some people. He's challenging some people tonight. And he's asking you the question personally in your heart. What are you leaving behind in 2023? And what are you taking with you into this new year? We have a new day. We have a new year. We have a fresh start. We have a new beginning. What will we bring into this new year? Church, these altars are open tonight. If there's something you want to leave back in 2023, you can leave it right here tonight. If there's something you want to bring with you, if you want to bring a new faith, if you want to bring a new love for the church, if you want to bring a new prayer life with you, that can start right here tonight. By telling God and talking to him and showing him. We already talked about prayer. You could pray silent prayers. You could pray shouting. You could pray anywhere. But these altars tonight are where you can start fresh in this new year. What are you going to bring with you into 2024, church?